This is Washington, D.C. folk singer-songwriter Eli Lev, and you are listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. Today, we're going to be talking with Eli Lev, singer-songwriter, guitarist, very cool guy. We're going to have him on here in a second, so we're going to be listening to his song, Making Space, and talking about his latest album that the guys just put out called All Roads East. First of all, let's do a little business. You are listening to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus interview series, Story Views, where we meet an artist and get at the heart of who they are and what makes them so awesome. So we're going to have a good time with that today. You can go to LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com to get more information. If you are interested in some behind-the-scenes stuff, getting to know us a little more personally, getting to, you know, get some deeper input on, you know, how music is made, how riffs are put together, check out LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. There's a lot of cool exclusive downloads, exclusive music, great remakes of classic rock tunes and modern tunes as well. Plus, you know, some cool original stuff, ringtones, all kind of stuff you get available if you check that out. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. All right, guys, as I was telling you, we are going to meet Eli Lev here. It's at the center of the most potent folk music is a shamanistic vessel that's traveled miles in the outside world and miles within his or her emotional interior to emerge with music that instantly breaks down walls and opens hearts. And that is how Eli's bio starts. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. Eli, welcome to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so why don't we get to know you, man? So tell me a little bit about you. Like, how did you get into music in the first place? What got you hooked?
Yeah, well, I guess I've been I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland, and have been around the world a few times just doing teaching jobs here and there, and came back to the area last year and a half. And just started doing music full time because I didn't really have anything else to do at the time.
Okay.
And yeah, really took off. So it feels good. We've got the album out, All Roads East, and just kind of rocking these days. So
how did you get started, what made you want to pick up the guitar and play music in the first place? What really kind of got you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been coming from a musical family, you know, dabbled in songs my whole life. Just, you know, maybe a high school band here, a little jam session there. But never really took it seriously until, you know, the last maybe, you know, 12 or 18 months, and just kind of came back and did a show in a coffee shop in D.C. in Trist Coffee Shop.
Okay.
And people were like, that was a good show. You should do another one. so I did, and that kept going. And then in 3 months, I was playing the Kennedy Center Millennium Stage, like, randomly. So it's been kind of a wave. Kind of taking me
obviously
along.
I mean, because most people, like, you know, well, you know, I worked for years and years and years and put out 20 albums and now, yeah, I'm on the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Yeah, no, this is all very new to me, but it feels comfortable. It feels like something that I should have been doing all along. But I feel like, you know, my life experience in Arizona, Andorra, Israel, Australia have all kind of like added to
tell me about being a world traveler. You've been to a lot of different places. Like, what's going on with that? How did that come about?
Yeah, well, I really kind of enjoyed experiencing new cultures. When I was in undergrad, I did a program where I taught on the Navajo Reservation.
Okay.
For my student teaching, and I really liked it and stayed there for 3 years, and was an eighth grade language arts teacher.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and, you know, basketball coach and all that kind of stuff, and got into it. And it was a really good way to, like, see the culture and understand more about, you know, a big population in the U.S. that we don't really get to, you know, come into contact a lot. And that just got me going. So I was like, well, I wonder what else is out there. So that kind of started the whole world travel thing.
Wow. So you've traveled around as a teacher. Mainly.
Yeah, as a teacher, I was a customer service agent. I was a supervisor in Andorra, all sorts of things around the world. Yeah.
What did you do? Just like, you know, go like, I'd like to go here and check it out, and like call up and say, well, what kind of work can I do?
So, yeah, You know, I really just kind of like haphazardly fall into things, which has been kind of strange. After Arizona, I just did like a one-way ticket to Europe, and ended up eventually in Israel, meeting my sister there. She was living there for about 6 or 7 years, and I just really like Tel Aviv. I love the vibe. I love the laid-back attitude. The beach right there by the city, yeah. And I just kind of looked in the paper and found the first English-speaking job, and kind of went from there.
Wow. So, I mean, that really takes a lot of cojones, man, to just kind of say, screw it, I'm just going to go live here. I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to go. I mean, I think that it kind of takes that to kind of like really have those kind of adventures. But God, yeah.
You're absolutely right. I remember the night before the one-way ticket to Europe, and I had this like Eddie Bauer school backpack that I was going to bring with me. Not even like a regular backpack. This is how like kind of unprepared for things I am.
All right.
And I was just like, what the heck are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, are you really doing this? And once I took that first step, though, after that, it was okay. So.
Wow. Talk about just jumping in, man. That's that's really cool. It's inspiring. You know, you can do that, guys. I mean, you know, this is the world we live in. You know, it's way more open. I think a lot of times people in the U.S. get so, you know, just, you know, kind of in their situation. You know what I mean? Yes. They just, you know, well, you go out, you graduate high school, you graduate college, you go get a good job. You know, you raise the family, you know what I mean? And it's a sort of track we get on without realizing, well, wait a minute, there could be some cool adventure out there. You know, and you know, and having a little faith, you know, just sort of in the universe that you're going to kind of land on your feet, you'll figure it out.
I think that's exactly it. Faith in the universe. I mean, you know, you put yourself out there and you open up a little bit of a door and the rest kind of just takes hold, which is really cool. And I really agree with you. I think, you know, having creativity as one of the most valuable commodities in our society, I think that's going to start happening more and more. And I'm really encouraging, you know, my friends, whether it's, you know, they're into jewelry or they're into, you know, like coaching or anything, to really go for it. Because the internet kind of, you know, opens that up for all of us. Like you're doing, man. I love the rock and roll circus. It's awesome. You got an incredible thing going on here. How long have you been doing this?
I'm in my fifth year.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So, and I've met a lot of really cool people. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just asking you, like, what was the start for you? Like, how did you have the impetus to be like, I'm just going to do this and see what happens?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a mentor who I was working with. I was in a marketing mastermind group, and this woman took me under her wing. We had a similar background. She was in the entertainment industry as well. I'm a musician as well. And, you know, so she was, you know, kind of took me under her wing, and she had been doing podcasting, and she had had me on as a guest a few times on her podcast, and we had a lot of fun. And it was like, and as a kid, me and my buddies, we would this is back in the days of tape, cassette tapes. We would make cassette tapes of us pretending like we were rock DJs, and, you know, we would do crazy skits and stuff. And then we would all pass them around,
awesome.
You know, and listen to them. So it was a kind of like returning to that kind of vibe. And it's just super fun to meet all these really cool people. And I've got to meet like people like you. I've interviewed people from, I've had a couple different artists from Israel, India, Argentina, like
incredible,
Germany,
though,
you know,
wow.
I haven't met anybody from Russia, like the Eastern European people yet, but I've met a lot of cool people. And some of these people you end up really kind of like hitting it off with, and you know, we end up doing other things and communicating, and what I'm trying to do now is connect artists with other artists that I'm meeting. So say I start talking to you, Eli, and I start going like, wait a minute, you know, this other person who's like in a similar niche or has similar experiences, these two people might want to get to know each other. So I try to do stuff like that if and when I can. And also the other thing I do is sometimes I'll take some of the artist's back catalog and I'll go through it and I'll find something I really like, and I'll do my own sort of version of it, you know, with their permission,
cool.
Of course. So it creates a kind of like fun network of people kind of getting to know each other and stuff. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're growing it. We're doing more stuff. But anyways, this is about you, not me.
I love it. No, I love it. I mean, this is what I'm about. I'm about creating the community of music, you know, and like, and creativity, like, and it just gets stronger the more connections you make. And to me, like, you know, I do kind of folk, you know, style, but really to me, like, folk music represents what you're talking about, which is like, you know, reinterpretation, connection, you know, like taking the power back and bringing it to the people kind of thing. So that totally aligns. with what I'm doing.
So, absolutely, yeah. Love it. So tell us about Eli Lev and the Fortunes Found and the new and the latest record that you just put out back in November.
Yeah, so the Fortunes Found is we've got a full band now. We just formed last April. I had actually recorded the record before I had the band.
Okay.
So like studio musicians, and so when the band started going, you know, 3 months later we had our album out. So it was just like really kind of a way to like jumpstart everything.
Yeah.
You know, usually you get a band, you spend 2 years playing, you spend another year recording. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a long process. But we were really lucky with that, and I call them the Fortunes Found because I really do feel like I was like incredibly fortunate to just find them. No tryouts, just kind of like gravitated towards each other. And we've been rocking in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. the last 6 months. So,
good stuff. Let's go ahead right now and check out Making Space. Now you have a video coming out. This is gonna be the new video, correct? It's not. Yeah. You don't have a video yet, though, right?
No. Well, we did the video for Go Down on the album,
right,
which was really successful. Got like 100,000 views on Facebook. People are loving it. And then Making Space is the first song on the album, and the new video for that is coming out within a week or two. So we're really excited about that.
Awesome. Okay, guys, check it out. This is Making Space, Eli Lev and the Fortunes Found on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
As our fortunes come to find our hands, and our worried bones fall back into place, we've been chasing fire and wind for too long. Now it's time to make some space of our own. Let's make some space of our own. Let's make some space of our own. We could try to change the way things burn, take a little step outside and stay warm. Either way, to me you're my friend. I see you in this space we made at the end. Let's make some space of our own. Let's make some space of our own. Let's make some
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your songwriting process.
Right.
Is it like constantly flowing through you, or do you sit down every day at 8 o'clock in the morning? I mean, what is your sort of like, right, how does it work?
It's a very interesting process. So for Making Space, my sister gave me a mandolin for my birthday last year, and I don't know how to play the mandolin. I still don't know how to play the mandolin, but I picked it up, and this tune just kind of came to me. And then I spent a day really kind of feeling about what that melody meant, like what was the sentiment that I felt and what was the theme behind the song. And the theme behind the song for me was, you know, creating our own community, like away from powers that want to divide us and take the power from us, and kind of like, you know, maintaining that strength. And Making Space came, and the lyrics just came after that. And then it's the only song that I have on mandolin to this day. But I love it. That was kind of like the creative process for that song. So,
Are you writing all the time, or?
I am. Recently, I have come up with a really kind of strict songwriting regimen.
Okay.
Where I have 40 songs that I've written, and I go back and I make a sketch of each song. So each song I'll write a verse, a bridge, and a chorus, and then I'll leave it. And then I'll do that for another 10 or 15 songs. Then after that, I'll come back and I'll fill out the song some more. Then I'll make a demo of the song, pass it around, see what people think, and then go back and tweak it some more. And then maybe I'll do another demo after that. So it's quite a process.
When you say pass it around, are you talking just among your bandmates, or are there other people like in your circle who you trust to give you feedback, or what do you mean?
Exactly, in the circle. I have, like, you know, just people in the industry and other singer-songwriters, other musicians, people in the band, just friends and family. And it's good to kind of get out of my space with the song and hear what other people are hearing.
Okay.
And not to push you too hard in one direction, but just to give you some feedback. And, you know, obviously the last decisions, creative decisions, are mine if I like it. But that just really helps with song direction.
Yeah, I completely agree. I started doing the same thing in a little different way. I have a private Facebook group where I work on my songs, and I give them, you know, and I always ask, like, well, what do you think about this? Where, you know, and it's interesting what people hear in your music that you never thought of. And sometimes it will take you into like in a little bit of a different direction. It'll make you go like, oh, I should do this kind of bass line, because now, you know, John says he's hearing, you know, whatever in this, and that's making me take, you know. And sometimes those ideas, although you might not use that exact idea, it can take you in a cool direction that maybe you weren't thinking of.
Right. No, I totally agree. And I think that's more valuable than, let's say, crowd reviews from Reverb Nation. Like, they'll give you a good general overview of, like, you know, like your average kind of listener, which is cool. But I trust my inner circle more to give me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the feedback, because they know me a little bit better. Yeah. But both are interesting.
Absolutely.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
So what does the next you're constantly working. You have a great work ethic. You're playing. I'm looking at your calendar right now on your website. You know, you look like you're booked pretty good. What is the next 6 to 12 months? What's the plan? What does it look like for you?
Right. Well, we're really excited about 2018 because we've got our next album, Way Out West, coming in July.
Awesome.
So this is part of a 4-album series. So it's All Roads East first, then Way Out West, then Deep South, then True North. So in the end, yeah, it's going to be a whole, like, you know, a whole, like, cardinal direction kind of theme.
Cool.
And so each of those albums have 5 songs, and together it's going to be like a, you know, a 20-song kind of, like, project. So that's coming out in July, and we're looking to do some festivals this summer and start recording for the next album at the end of the year. So a lot of big stuff coming up.
That sounds great, man. I really admire your work ethic and the fact that you have this so well planned out. Why don't you go ahead and plug everything for everybody, where they can find you online and keep up with all the stuff you have coming out?
Sure. Yeah, you can just type in Eli, E-L-I, and then that's my first name, and then Lev, L-E-V, as in victory, vominos, vicissitudes, and very, in Google, and you'll find, you know, my Facebook and website and stuff. I've got a free download on my website if people are interested of Making Space. So if you like the song, go to Eli-Lev.com, and you can enter your email and get a free download of the tune.
And I actually just did that, so I'm looking forward to, you know, having that as well. And that's a good thing. You know, I've been trying to encourage artists to do that more and more, and you're seeing more and more of that, because, you know, people don't know you. You know, they come across something, you know, you give them a little something to chew on, you know, and if it's their thing, they come back for some more. So good idea.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. And what I'm like really thinking of that's in the work that I'm like kind of excited about is having an All Roads East experience. So like people sign up and then they'll have the whole album for free with stories behind each song. So that's in the works.
Oh, wow. Sounds like fun, man. Artists today are like taking it. I mean, it's really the artists. I have a friend of mine. She says we're living in the wild, wild west of the music business. This is where we get to decide, man. There's no more corporate structure, from top down saying, well, you got to make this kind of album, do this kind of music. I mean, you know, they're trying to do their thing by creating these artists, you know, in these, you know, enclosed environments. But the real music is happening out here in the wild west. More and more people are gravitating to. We do a music podcast that we do live on Facebook every week, and I got people like messaging me like, "You're restoring my faith in rock and roll. I didn't know this music was out here, you know." And it is out there. We just need people to bring it forth, and people need to dig a little bit. But it is just amazing music out there. I mean, we don't have one thing. I have some standards here. Like I won't have anybody on that doesn't do like a pro sounding record. I mean, even if you record it in your bedroom, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so, and there, I'm like jaw dropped. One artist after another, like, oh my God, you were so good. In a wide variety of genres too. It's really amazing. So
anything is possible these days. It's wild out there, but it can be fun.
Yeah, no, it's some cool stuff out there. So Eli, it was really awesome meeting him. I'm glad we were able to make this work today. And I really appreciate you being on. If you got a minute, I need to do a little business with you after we wrap up the podcast. Can you hang out for a second?
Sure. Thanks, Lou. Have a great time.
You too. All right, guys, that is Eli Lev, and his website is Eli-lev.com and Lev is L-E-V-V as in Victor.com. So Eli-lev.com is a website, and you can jump off his cool videos. There's all kind of great stuff. His schedule's there, bio. You can get all the information. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often as new interviews, new story views, as we call them, coming up every week. Also, don't miss our live Facebook podcast. We do them every Monday night now with me and Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio and Keith the Hawk Hawkins live in New Orleans. And we go live on Facebook. You guys can chime in. We pick interesting topics. We have a good time. We consume alcohol live on the podcast. So if that sort of thing offends you, please stay away. And you can find out about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Get involved with my inner circle at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle for all kind of cool freebies and inside info and background stuff. It's a lot of cool additional stuff there. All right, guys. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Eli Lev was our guest today. A wildly interesting person. And it doesn't matter, guys, if you are a musician or not. I mean, the world really today, believe it or not, despite what you might think of if you watch the news, the world really is your oyster. There is really virtually no limits. You can travel anywhere. You can do whatever you want. It's really an amazing place that we live in, an amazing time. So have a little faith, guys. And remember that no matter who you are, where you go, you, my friend, are the revolution. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We'll catch you guys on the next podcast.